program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's another, what a glorious, glorious, glorious day. Seeing all sorts of shiny, happy people out there today. Welcome, your host, Tom Walston, once again greeting you on this sunny, beautiful Tuesday afternoon, where I'm with you every Tuesday at 1:30 with Adventures in Recovery, where we talk about all sorts of cool stuff on the island. Once in a while, I have a guest, and I'm going to be able to announce who my guest is today in just a moment. But got a couple of brief announcements. First off, to let you know some upcoming events. And by the way, for those of you that don't know, in fact, I didn't even know it till a couple hours ago, that this is April alcohol. I knew it was April, but it's Alcohol Awareness Month. So I'm not out there crusading to get everybody to stop drinking alcohol, but what I am asking is if you do drink alcohol and if you enjoy alcohol, perhaps you can be a little bit more mindful, if that's appropriate for you, about maybe when you drink, how much you drink, and, you know, how often that happens. So alcohol awareness, just be a little more mindful. And all of you, probably most of you already know that I am a drug and alcohol counselor at Vashon Youth and Family Services. So if you're ever curious if there might be an issue in that area, give us a call. I'd be happy to set you up for an assessment, or we can just have a conversation and see what you want to do, because I'm here to basically to support your positive choices with yourself. And in fact, not to toot my own horn, God knows I did enough toot back in the days, if you know where I'm coming from. But today, April 15th, marks 34 years since I've had a drink or a drug or any mind-altering substance. I would tell people I never really had a problem with cocaine. I just really enjoyed smelling it all the time. I don't know what was up with that. And being a bartender back in the day for over 20 years certainly led me to working right in my own playground with all my playthings right within arm's reach. Anyway, enough of that. And so happy birthday to me, at least for my liver. I think it's starting to clear up. It should be after 34 years of sobriety. Hey, coming up, I want to invite all of you to what is being billed as the first ever Vashon Maury Community Council roundtable discussion. And the topic is, how can Islanders work with the sheriffs to make Vashon safer? Okay. And that's just a couple of nights away. It's going to be April 17th. That's this coming Thursday night at 6:30. And it's going to be at the Vashon High School cafeteria. And just to let you know a little bit more about what that's going to be all about, the first hour will be a panel discussion with Sergeant Teresa Shrimpster. I hope I'm saying that right. Pardon me, Sergeant, if I mispronounced that. And Major Kobe Hamill from the Sheriff's Department. Now, I will also be with you, yours truly, from Vashon Youth and Family Services, Tanner Yelkin from Thriftway, Jim Hunziker, who is a nurse practitioner who works with Vashon's homeless, and Shara Sullivan, who is a licensed mental health provider and works in emergency services at Harborview. She's also a Vashon resident. And then the second hour will be open to the audience, with the discussion being moderated by our own Amy Dreyer. And when I say our own, many of you have enjoyed hearing Amy Dreyer many times on the air, and especially on the weekly show of Browns Briefly here at the voice of Vashon. So, yeah, join us Thursday night, 6:30 over at the high school in the cafeteria. I look forward to meeting all of you, and hopefully many of you will have some good input and on what your suggestions are for making this a safer, healing, happy island. Okay. Hey, another big deal coming up, too, that's going to be on May 3rd, is the Vashon Health Fair. Many of you have attended this in the past. It's been a huge success. Once again, Saturday, May 3rd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's right over here at the Methodist Church. And for those of you that aren't familiar, 177812 Vashon Highway. So the doors are going to open at 10 a.m. with coffee, and there's going to be a lot of booths there, and I will be going over the participants in just a moment. And then a light lunch is going to be served at noon. Now, the health fair is going to all allow health screenings and hearing tests, and all these are free to the community. So health screenings, hearing tests, community resources to include mental health counseling and reproductive health, cancer screening information, addiction prevention and treatment. In fact, I'll be there, and I will have Narcan kits available for those that have asked for those, and those will be available free to the public in case you're so inclined to maybe come across somebody that is possibly, unfortunately, going through a serious situation with opioids. We can show you how to dispense the Narcan, and we don't want to have any more overdoses on this beautiful island of ours. There's also caregiver support and fall prevention, health insurance signups, and the Department Services of Health, DSHS, application, EBT, basic food, and ORCA cards available. So, and there's also going to be free giveaways, activities for kids, and raffles involved as well. So, that's a brief rundown and some of the up-and-coming events here on the island. And, you know, I told you I had a special guest with me today. Well, actually, I want to introduce to you the lovely and talented Miss Penny Stapleton. Penny is the newly elected board member for the Senior Center, and she's appointed as the official fundraiser. Welcome, Penny.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Oh, what a joy to have you today. And I know you've got a lot of stuff going on around town here. You put on dozens of miles every week in your fundraising efforts for the Senior Center. But your area of recovery stems quite a few years ago, all the way down in California. Do I have that right?
Yes, San Jose, back in the 70s. That's a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. I was just getting out of high school back then.
Right.
So tell us about what that era must have been like. That was a whole hippie love fest era, and you played a part in that,
didn't
you?
Very definitely. My husband was a doctor, and he was training at St. Mary's Hospital in San Francisco. We were newly married. And I got a phone call from him saying, you've got to get down here right away with the car. We have to help the San Francisco morgue people, because these were the days of the flower children. And these kids had come from all over the country. Mm. They were 13, 14, all the way up to 21, 22 years old. And they were overdosing. And they were allowed to stay in Golden Gate Park until about 4:30. And then the police said they would have to leave. And so that's how they found the Haight-Ashbury area, which was right next door to the, you know, the Golden Gate Park and St. Mary's Hospital, where my husband was a resident.
Ah.
And so when I got down there, I said, what is going on? And he said that the morgue had called him and said that the kids were dying in droves in the Haight-Ashbury because they had overdosed and they didn't have enough ambulances or space in the morgue.
Tragic.
For all of these children. And they kept it quiet. Nobody knew anything about it. But I was just stunned. And that was the beginning of my helping with my husband when he opened his clinic in San Jose. For we would have meetings after the clinic was closed for people that wanted to come in and find out how to deal with and refer referrals and also questions that they had that they wanted to ask informally.
And well, of course, back in that day, you ask certain questions and you don't feel safe.
That's right.
And you don't know where, you don't know who to ask certain
That's
questions.
That's right. They're that afraid they're going to be arrested.
Exactly.
So it worked out really well. We had courses in drugs, alcohol, not into it heavily. Just we just helped them answer their questions, put them in the right direction, mm-hmm. refer them to places, because there weren't too many places that these people could go in those days.
Yeah, recovery wasn't the same back then as
it
is now.
There wasn't really such a thing as recovery. It was just nobody knew anything
until you and your husband came along.
Yeah, right. That we started it. And then we started courses in, we had people that who had relatives, husbands, wives, that had strokes. And when they came home from the hospital, they were acting strange. Nobody knew how to handle all the side effects of a stroke when they got home. So we started courses in that, and just so they would know what to expect and how to deal with it. And that, you know, they weren't going crazy, that this was just something that was part of the medical problem.
So your husband, being an MD, was one of the first practitioners that was granted the ability to write prescriptions to prevent people from going through withdrawal. Is that true?
Yes, the very seriously addicted people.
Mostly heroin?
Because it was other things that were becoming popular then. Mm-hmm. But these people, there was no way of them ever getting off the drugs. So the best way to do was just to help them maintain so that they didn't end up buying all this junk on the streets, the bad stuff, and then ending up in the hospital and then having, county would have to pay for their medical coverage. And, you know, so my husband went to the government and said, let me write prescriptions for them. And wow. They agreed. And it cleaned up a lot of problems. It just took care of a lot of problems.
Yeah.
And everybody was happy.
And saved dozens and dozens and dozens of lives,
yes.
I'm sure.
Yes, it did. It really, literally did. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was a long time ago.
Well, and it was prior to any withdrawal facilities or
yes.
detox facilities.
There was nothing. Nobody knew to do for these people.
Yeah.
So that worked out beautifully. And because my husband had five specialties, he had gone through five residencies.
What?
Yes, five. He was a super genius and started medical school very, very early. And because of that, we could take care of all these people in the clinic. We didn't have to farm them out to other specialists. So they really felt comfortable and they worked well with us. They listened. They, you know, everybody cared about everybody else. It was like a little community, basically.
Wow. So you've been in the helping field pretty much all your life, it
yes,
sounds like.
Yes. Then we graduated up to San Francisco General. He and I were one of the few people that took care of the AIDS patients.
Well, that was going to
during
I was gonna,
that time.
So right after the 70s, and as soon as, and right. It was a big part of it was the drugs because of sharing needles and
right.
things like that, in addition to other
dirty
ways that
needles.
It was. Exactly. That's, mm-hmm. that's what I mean, dirty needles. And you were a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, that's a big chunk of history right there, Penny.
Yeah,
it was,
I saw
you,
a lot.
Thank you for the role that you played because you set the foundation for a lot of what's still going on all over the country.
Yeah, it started to catch on, which was really a good thing because we couldn't really talk about it a lot because mm-hmm. we didn't want to publicize and get these people, where they felt uncomfortable about coming in. We wanted and we had these meetings and the courses and education after the clinic closed so that...
So it carried on. Oh, you mean after hours?
After hours.
I gotcha.
The families could come in and, together, and they could learn how to handle all these different things. And it really worked. It was it made it easy for everybody.
Well, I'll tell you what. I thought it was very important that we talk about that piece, which is basically a piece of history. It really is.
Right.
But today, I want to make sure you have enough airtime and we have enough bandwidth for you to tell us about what's going on today, because you've been in the service field basically all your life.
All my life, right.
So
yes.
Being the fact that you are involved with the Senior Center, I know you have a lot of events, well, a couple of major events coming up, but the last one I think you had was...
Blingo.
Should I call it drag bingo?
Blingo. Yeah, it was blingo. Yes.
Tell us about that.
Oh, that was fun. It's just one big, large bingo game, but it's dinner, and then we had a silent auction, and we put together some really nice things for the auction, raised a fair amount of money, and, you know, that the Senior Center... does not depend on the county for any help. We have to have donations.
Interesting.
To help keep that place going. And last year, our participation from seniors increased by 35%.
And rightly so. I mean, the baby boomers are coming of age.
53% of everybody on this island is over 65.
Wow.
And every year... is going to increase because we're living so much longer.
Well, people see this wonderful little corner building. That was a library.
Yes.
Okay, which is now the Senior Center right by Cafe Luna.
Right.
And you guys provide, you were giving me the statistics a little while ago of how many Meals on Wheels?
Well, about 250 people we feed
every week.
Every week,
oh
yeah,
my goodness.
Home with home deliveries for the people that are homebound, or you can come in and partake at lunchtime. It's Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, and if you don't have a ride, we will pick you up with our van. There's no charge, and then bring you home so that there's socialization that takes place, so that people aren't lonely, and we don't want these folks to get depressed.
Wow.
But we want to keep them in their homes as long as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And we've also now just hired a social worker to help the seniors get through all of their problems, and there's no charge for that. We're really excited about that.
You know, Penny, these services are so needed right here, and well, everywhere really, but
everywhere.
You know, our own community on Vashon here provides so many social services. This is just one more solution to what could be a very, very serious issue, and it already is. It's a big issue, don't get me wrong, but the thing is, when you have an organization such as yours, the Senior Center of Vashon, that relies on private donations and is as successful as you are, those donations need to keep coming in.
That's right.
And I know you've got a great concept for around Memorial Day weekend. You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Oh, I'd love to. On Sunday, May 25th, we're going to have the formal rededication of the World War II Memorial with the Backus family. They are the family that built the library because they lost both their sons at the end of the Second World War. And so they were responsible for that. There's going to be a color guard, island veterans and their families, local dignitaries, and guest speakers. And we've got the Joint Base Lewis McChord Garrison Chaplain, James Foster, and Miss Heidi Peterson, Director of Lewis Army Museum. And they are going to speak, and the former ceremony will be followed by light refreshments. And we're just hoping that all the veterans and their families will attend. And if they do come, we'd like to have them call because seating is limited. So we need RSVPs, please.
Okay. However, this whole event, though, is open to the public. It's just seating for...
That's on Sunday. And then the public is on Monday. We're going to have a huge cookout.
Fun.
And we're hoping to close off the street, and we're going to have all kinds of fun things going on Monday. And we're going to dedicate our big fundraiser. It'll be the start of our fundraiser, and it will be the establishment of a giving tree. It's a metal sculpture, and the people that donate in various amounts will have a leaf in their friends or relatives' names, and they will go on the tree, and they will be there. And this is just behind the senior center.
And what a beautiful tribute.
Yeah, it's really going to be nice.
So people will basically make a donation, and then they're entitled to a leaf, and they can have the loved one's name engraved on the leaf.
Yes.
And it'll be hanging permanently
right
on the tree.
Yes.
What a beautiful...
Yes. And other people can donate too. I mean, it doesn't just have to be the families. But, you know, all donations are welcome, of course.
Oh, of course. And the thing is, folks, you don't have to wait until the end of May to make a donation.
No.
If you're so inclined, then just stop in at the senior center. And you don't have to ask for Penny, even though she's the chief fundraiser. But if a person wanted to just write a check out to the Vashon Senior Center,
do is go online. There is a category for donations.
So your website is just Vashon Senior Center?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Boy, it doesn't get much easier than that,
yes.
Folks.
Simple.
It's very simple. So that's going to be a big deal on Memorial Day coming up, because the road's going to be blocked off. There's going to be a lot of concessions going on. And I'm sure you're probably not the only agency that's going to be represented during this celebration. Is that correct?
I think that the families are going to be the main thing there for the veterans.
Sure. So honoring the families.
Right, honoring the families.
And for those of us that may have forgotten, that is the whole point of Memorial Day.
Right.
Is to honor those that have gone before us in protecting our incredible country here. And if you want to show your patriotism, maybe now more than ever before.
Yes, especially now.
Show up.
Yes.
Just show up.
So many people, they'll go to the cemetery, put flowers on the graves, and then they go home and there's nothing going on.
Yeah.
And so come down and visit us. Have a cookout with us. We have, you know, hot dogs and just an old-fashioned cookout.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Just like the good old days.
Just like
huh,
the
Penny?
Good old days.
What a treat having you today. And I'll tell you what, I would love to have you back on before the actual event to help promote it again.
Thank you. I would love to come back.
And thank you for the history of going all the way back to Haight-Ashbury and Golden Gate Park and the mark you made in saving...
Those were real days.
I can imagine.
They have songs about it, but... That was really the truth. That really did happen. So, and that was the beginning.
That was the beginning, and your legacy lives on.
Thank you.
It sure does. Well, thanks again, and I look forward to having you on our show again. Folks, enjoy the sunshine today. Once again, I love you all, and who did you help today?
when I wasn't even trying.